First Thessalonians, chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 8. One verse. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Now, turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Faith, hope, love. Chapter 13, last verse. Now abides faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Now, what we're going to do here this evening is we're going to take this 13th chapter of Corinthians and we're going to go through it. Might make a little comment here and there, or might just read it through. I don't know. But we're going to take a look at it. Remember, John said in his epistle, God is love. He also said we love Him because He first loved us. Paul is saying here that faith abides, hope abides, and love abides. But the greatest of these is love. We can talk about our faith, talk about our hope, but the greatest thing is love, and love is God. Now, if I asked anyone to give me a description of love, I'm sure that everybody in here and the extras that you can't see could all tell me the correct definition of love. However, our walk doesn't always say that. It doesn't always express. We tend to forget in everyday living what the love really is. The Greek word for love here is what? Agape. A-G-A-P-E. Agape. And what does agape mean? Divine love, God's love is what He is. So, man's love is not the same thing. Man's love is not even acceptable. Whereas John points out, we love Him because He first loved us. In other words, to appropriate what He is, His love Him back with the same love. We can love Him with human love. That's not really very acceptable to the Lord. It's when the love of Christ is flowing through us. This is the important thing. And I'm thinking that in our daily life, we tend to forget what kind of love we're supposed to be expressing. And we think of human love as being sufficient, and it really isn't. Paul says, beginning with verse 1, though I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I am become a sounding brass, and a tinkling cymbal. You know what the sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal represents? Criticalness. Judgmentalness. You see. So without the love, that's what tends to come through. Because without the love, human nature is coming through. Though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and I have not charity, or I have not love, I am nothing. Greek reads, I am not even one. I am nothing, you see. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profits me nothing. So, you know, we can be very religious. We can do a lot of good works. Bestow all of our goods to feed the poor, here is added. Bestow all of our goods to feed. And though I give my body to be burned. Oh man, going through the work of the cross is burning up the flesh. But if the love is missing, there's no profit in it. And I'm thinking, how often do we appropriate God's love? Or do we just function without it very often? And I'm saying this because I know what I do. You tend to assume you're moving in love or you're loving something. But more often than not, the love that we're having is not necessarily His love. Or even if there's a little bit of his love mixed in, you know, it's not the pure thing. Look at verse 4. Love suffers long. In other words, it doesn't blow up in a skinny minute. Love is kind. And these are the things that I feel like are the most important. And they're also the things that I've had the most trouble with. Love does not envy. Love vaunts not itself. It is not puffed up. But you could say each one of these things belongs to human nature. And each one of them resides there. And if we're not careful, that's what's going to come out of our mannerisms, of our speech, of our daily living. I think with the changes that are taking place, it is becoming more necessary than ever before to be more aware of reaching in to God to appropriate His love, so that everything that we do and say comes out of that, which is not the case yet. So to appropriate His love, drawing it, you know, we haven't had His love. Consequently, a lot of other things take its place, like the unkindness, envy, self-exaltation, shortness, unable to put up with things. All those things take its place until we appropriate His love. And that's the greatest of all things. Well, I'm going to be a man of faith. It'd be better to be a man of love. Verse 5. Love does not behave itself unseemly. Gosh, well, I've done that so many times. Love does not behave itself unseemly. What does your translation say instead of unseemly?
Does not behave rudely.
Seeks not her own. Or is not easily provoked. Well, God, you've just about nailed every one of us to the tree here. And thinks no evil. Oh, man. It's His love that's going to drive out all of these things of human nature that are in opposition to Him. And it's like you were saying, it's not so much fighting the negative thing as it is the appropriation of what He is. I remember John gave the illustration of a tube. And it's that tube is full of little black balls, and that's our nature. Mm-hmm. And so you appropriate some of Him, a white ball, push it in the end, and a black ball falls out the other end. Then you put another white ball in, and black ball falls out. It's the elimination. Yeah, this principle of displacement, that's what he called it. Well, it's 6, rejoices not in iniquity. But it was fun. Rejoices not in iniquity. And rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. 7, bears all things. Of course, we have our limitations. We'll put up with so much after that, look out. Believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Whether they be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. And what he's talking about here, for we know in part, we prophesy in part, but as the love comes in, it moves these things up to a higher level. It's not that you don't have any knowledge anymore, but the knowledge becomes a love knowledge that comes from the Lord. 10, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. And that's the thing, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that which is perfect. In other words, when He comes forth in us and He's glorified, and that's only when all of these things are going to be eliminated. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So all these other things, they're childish things. These are things that are operating. In Thessalonians it says, is it Ephesians or Thessalonians? Operating in the sons of disobedience. But it's operating in the Christian world, you see. And what is the problem? Lack of love. They're trying to function as a Christian with human love. Cannot be done. Just cannot be done. And we have been doing that far too much. 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abides faith, hope, charity. King James, charity. It's love. Now abideth faith, hope, and agape love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Verse 31 of chapter 12, but covet earnestly the best gifts, yet I show unto you a more excellent way, and of course that excellent way is love. I don't think we need to say anything else. This pretty much catches us all off guard. We're all guilty. Lord, we just proclaim a repentance. Thing we desire above all things is for you to come forth in our life. Teach us, Lord, to appropriate your love, what you are. Come forth within us. Be glorified. Deliver us from the old man, Lord. Paul talks about putting off the old man, putting on the new man. Now, I don't know if we know how to do that very well. But we look to you for the fulfillment of the word, Lord. We realize that we've tried to function with the love that's not acceptable to you too often. Now, Lord, let your love fill us. In Jesus' name, amen.